So Villafin, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You are releasing some amazing music at the moment. Of course, your new EP, the Acoustic EP Volume 1, out now. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
Okay, so the Acoustic EP Volume 1 was my attempt to try to figure out a way to put out music that would that people could listen to and that they could probably expect to see when if they came to see me play live. Because for a while I was putting out like these live band or full band productions, and I realized that I'm not really touring a whole lot as a full band, and so I just really wanted to give people something that they could listen to at home, and then come to the shows and be like, oh, okay, cool, this is kind of like what I heard. Kind of no, like not much of a surprise, and I guess I was hoping that I wouldn't be putting anyone in an interesting spot and letting anyone down if they were expecting a full band to show up or something.
And do you feel like the acoustic writing process and really bringing it down was something that you enjoyed a little more than adding, you know, the sort of all the layers to a more heavily produced project?
Yeah, I definitely do, because I mean that's kind of how I started as an artist. You know, I started hanging on to my guitar, walking around, playing coffee shops, and so it's a different kind of thing that happens when I sit down and write a song, knowing that it's just an acoustic song, as opposed to writing a song and trying to imagine or hear all these different layers of instruments over it. And it's almost more enjoyable just to, I'm a pretty simple guy, you know, I have simple needs and just simple desires and just simple way of producing music, I guess. And for me, bringing it down to like a simple form of music, just an acoustic guitar and voice, I think that's a lot more fun.
Yeah, and tell us about the early days for you. Obviously, an Australian audience, you know, a sort of just now, I guess, early or late discoverers, rather, of some of your tunes. Welcoming new fans to the family. It's very exciting. But tell us a little bit about the early days and how your relationship to music really began.
Yeah, well, I grew up in church and learned how to play music in church and on the worship team, and didn't want to do it at first, and just kind of one of the deacons at my church was like, hey, you have to just go up there, whatever, and I respect doing that, so I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to try it, and I loved it, it was awesome, and so I started doing that when I was 12, and then I started touring with different, you know, bands when I was like 15 across the country, and then by the time I turned 18, I decided to do my own solo project, and when I turned 19, I released my official thing and said, hey guys, I'm doing the health pack thing, check it out. And it was like this soul jazzy, kind of like Jason Rod, John Legend, John Mayer kind of vibe. And just kept doing it and met people along the way who were just like, hey, really want to help you. You know, my publisher, Charlotte, she was one of the people who found me like before anyone ever did and was just like, hey, I want to work with you, let's work something out. And so we started working together, promoting stuff out in Europe, and then all of a sudden people just started really catching on about it, and bloggers were writing about my music, and then I got featured on the documentary, and then went to England and got featured in BBC introducing, and then all this random stuff started happening. But the whole time I had no label, no management, no team other than my publishers. So I was trying to figure out how to make this like year and a half tour kind of go well, and that was pretty much like the bulk of my career so far, because before that I was just hitting coffee shops and playing little random shows trying to build a following.
Sounds like it's been a fairly busy and exciting time for you. I mean, going to Europe, as you say, that's got to kind of, I guess, cement you as an artist that is kind of going somewhere. Is there somewhere that you're really wanting to take your music, whether that's in an actual practical sense, a country you'd like to go, or just, you know, more in a dream kind of sense? Where are you wanting to take your music and see yourself end up at the moment?
You know, I keep having these dreams that we're just going to go play, and then we're just going to be playing our songs, and people are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I know it sounds crazy, but that's just what these visions are for me. And for me as an artist, I mean, I'm really just willing to go wherever it is that I feel led to go. I have some pretty crazy guns that involve crushes and, you know, killed kind of thing. No, dude, real life.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never done drugs. I wasn't on anything like that. And I just, you know, after those sort of situations, I just kind of looked back and said, there's no way I can stop my thing. And, you know, it's definitely what I'm supposed to be. And, I mean, but in respect to it, you know, I guess I just kind of want to go around the world and be able to, you know, share my music, whether it's at a bar or at a church, and that's exactly what I've done. And surprisingly, my music has been more accepted in like bar settings with non-Christian people. And I think that's just kind of where God wants me to be. And we can make a difference when we try.